This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Rod Rorick, clinical professor, founding chair, and distinguished teaching professor at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. He is also a founding partner at the Dallas Plastic Surgery Institute and a renowned plastic surgery innovator and educator. Dr. Rorick, a pleasure to have you with us today on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome. So how does one find a real plastic surgeon? What are five things that we should know before we do our search?
The most important thing is to find out if they're truly board certified. And what does that mean? That means, are they certified by the American Board of Medical Specialties, and specifically what's called the American Board of Plastic Surgery? And I think that's number one. That gets them in the right ballpark. And then I would encourage them to go visit them, find out, you know, where do they operate? Do they operate in an accredited facility that's safe? Because plastic surgery is all about safety. So board certification, accredited facility. Who does their anesthesia? You know, it should be somebody who's either an MD or CRNA. And then someone that actually will talk to them about the true risks and benefits of plastic surgery. You know, because, you know, plastic surgery is like any other surgery. It has risks and has benefits. And then the last and probably the most important thing is to find out if they're truly an expert in what they want. Let's just say if you want a rhinoplasty, it's the three magic questions, the three E's. Are they truly experts? You know, do they have the expertise, and can they show exceptional results? Those are the three things they must ask. So for rhinoplasty, you must do it a lot, you must lecture and teach it a lot, and then you must show good results. And that's how it is with anything in plastic surgery. Once you've done those five things, you will have gotten someone who's really one of the gold standards in a real plastic surgeon.
And thanks a lot for sharing those tips. Now, what can one do to look younger and better without surgery?
Well, I think there are many very common things. One is avoiding direct sun, getting sunburned, you know, eating well and exercising, avoiding smoking. All those things genetically can make you look and be younger. If you had a twin that didn't do any of those and you did all those, you would look 10 to 15 years younger. And I see that all the time when I operate on twins from different parts of the country that have led different lives. So those are really some cardinal things. But then the other things is just, you know, being healthy and being fit and eating well, but also then at an earlier age in their 30s and 40s, starting to get things like Botox and neuromodulators that actually help to soften the facial expressions, and then fillers of the face that actually help them to look and feel younger. So those are things that can make somebody look 10 years younger, starting in their 30s and 40s, way before you need to do anything in your surgeries, in your, you know, in your 40s and 50s, like surgery, you know, like eyelids or having a facelift. So these are just some basic tenets that anybody can do. And perhaps the other thing that is really important is obviously taking care of your skin and using things like retinol, which is the only anti-aging medication that really helps to reverse signs of aging.
And continuing on from that last question, what are the five things that one can do with their skin to keep it looking great and healthy?
Well, you know, the key is these five really gold keys to great skincare. And number one is a cleanser and a hydrator. And that's something that will remove impurities in your skin, the oil and the makeup. These daily moisturizers and hydrators help make your skin look more supple and enhance the overall tone. And then a daily exfoliator, which means that you remove the outer layer of the dead skin cells either by, you know, a fruit acid peel or a skin scrub or a skin brush. And I think especially if you have thick, oily skin, this is very important. So a cleanser, an exfoliator, and then a pigment controller. If you have problem with the pigment, you know, as we get older, our skin changes pigment, especially if you've had sun damage. If you use one of these controllers like a kojic acid or a hydroquinone, these also help to provide for a more uniform pigment of your skin. And number four is one of the anti-aging agents, the restorative agent, like a Retin-A or a retinol. These are vitamin A products that actually, normally your skin turns over every 6 weeks, but Retin-A actually turns it over every 6 to 7 days. So it rejuvenates your skin within a matter of months and actually makes it look better and actually does diminish wrinkles over time. And this has been shown scientifically. And I think the most important thing is that this really works scientifically, but you must use it 6 months or longer and then use it for life. And then another antioxidant is a topical vitamin C, which is helpful if you can use it in combination with Retin-A if you have really bad sun-damaged skin. So the fifth one is a protective agent. So we've cleansed, we've exfoliated, we've done the pigment control, we've used the anti-aging products, and now the protective one is, of course, the sunscreen. And these are very important products that damage, you know, these are helping to avoid damaging rays from the sun. And the sunscreen should at least be a sun protective factor of 30 or more. That you got to read that on the bottle. SPF 30 or more, and then it must protect you against UVA, which is against the aging light of the damaging particles of the sun, and then UVB, which is the burning part. So it must say those three things, SPF 30 or more, and it must be protective against UVA and UVB rays. Those are the five tenets to good skincare.
And thanks for your response in those regards today. We are with Dr. Rod Warrick, founding partner at the Dallas Plastic Surgery Institute and a renowned plastic surgery innovator and educator here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Warrick, what is the best time to get a facelift versus fillers and Botox, and how does one know what to get and when?
Well, the best time is when you look in the mirror and after having fillers and Botox for 6 or 10 years, and all of a sudden you see sagging of your chin, of the cheek skin, and that's when you know, when your skin is sagging in your cheek and in your neck, then you need to transition from fillers and Botox to a facelift. Because we all see those people that have had more fillers than they should have had. We call that kind of that, you know, Hollywood, you know, overdone look. That's when you need to transition. You need to know when to stop fillers and start using surgical rejuvenation. And at that moment, you need to, obviously, in the hands of a true expert in facelift surgery, a board-certified plastic surgeon, you can then rejuvenate someone in a natural way so that they look youthful and natural and don't look, you know, overdone, overfilled. And that's a time usually in late 40s to mid to late 50s. It's really genetically different on everybody. But that is very important that you make that transition seamlessly so you don't keep getting fillers and Botox, which really makes people look abnormal. And of course, we see all those all the time, you know, on TV, and it's not a good look, and we have to prevent that. That's not a sign of good plastic surgery. Good plastic surgery is something that you see, but you really don't know they've had it done.
And that is well said. Also, how can one be sure that they are getting a true rhinoplasty expert when they want a nose job, and why is it so hard to get consistently good results here?
Well, rhinoplasty is truly the art and science of plastic surgery. It's the hardest operation we do in cosmetic plastic surgery because it's a surgery of millimeters. And it really brings together, you know, the Da Vinci and the Michelangelo in every one of us, because we not only have to be able to measure it and see it, but we have to do it and sculpt it. And it's truly the art of sculpting and the living. So how do you find a real rhinoplasty surgeon? You know, they're either a board-certified plastic surgeon or a board-certified otolaryngologist, which is an ENT surgeon. But the most important thing is they must be a true expert, which means they have the three E's, the expertise. They do it 3 to 5 times a week or more. They have the experience. They've done it for many years, and actually they're recognized as an expert by their peers. They lecture about it. They do it. They operate, and they lecture around the world. And then lastly, they must be able to show exceptional results to the patient, both on their website and also in what they do. And a true expert really knows, when I operate on somebody's nose, I know exactly what the patient's nose is going to look like before I start. And it's that vision you have, because if you don't know what the pain is going to look like, it's hard to get there. And so it is with rhinoplasty.
Well, Dr. Warrick, we certainly have appreciated your advice and tips along the way so far. In conclusion, before you go, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners along the lines of our conversation today?
I think the most important thing is know before you go. Choosing your plastic surgeon, your board-certified plastic surgeon expert, is the key component to getting the best and safe outcome when considering both, you know, plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery, and reconstructive surgery. So know before you go. Do your research. And it's and just remember, everybody's famous on their own website, so you've got to go and follow the tenets that we've talked about today.
Dr. Rorick, where can listeners get more information on your practice, and where can they be in contact as well?
My practice is in Dallas, Texas. I'm a founding partner of Dallas Plastic Surgery Institute. And, you know, my website is drrorick.com. You can call my office, 214-821-9114, and I'm happy to see you anytime. And we're always here to help you and guide you no matter where you are in the world. I have a global practice in plastic surgery, and my goal is just to help people get the best outcomes in plastic surgery, you know, worldwide. And we're there to serve and give back.
Well, Dr. Rorick, it certainly has been great to have had you. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's my honor and pleasure to do so, and it's been a pleasure to speak to you as well.
Thank you, and the pleasure certainly has been ours as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Rod Rorick, founding partner at the Dallas Plastic Surgery Institute and a renowned plastic surgery innovator and educator. And for more information, simply visit drrorick.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.